Hey guys, welcome to Elite Marketing Pro's Daily Dose of Awesome. Super excited to be here with you guys today. My name is Chef Katrina, and I am a speaker, mentor, and team building specialist here for Elite Marketing Pro. And today I just want to check, well, first off, I want to check in with everybody, make sure that you can hear me. So if you can hear me, say yes in the comments. Just want to make sure that you guys can, you know, hear me, see me, make sure we're all in the same space, all that fun stuff. So let me double check with you guys. Just checking in. Give me 1 second. I'm just looking at you guys, making sure I can see everything going through here. Making sure, there I am. Beautiful. All right. All right, Melissa, so you can hear me. Perfect. So guys, I want to just welcome you into the Daily Dose of Awesome today. This is our 15 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education here around Elite Marketing Pro. Let me sit back a little further. And I wanted to talk with you guys today really about what it means to be an entrepreneur here inside this world. And one of the things I've discovered over the last decade really in this industry is what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? There is a sense of that this is not a perfect place to be, and it's not perfect for everybody. It really does require something to be an entrepreneur and take on this world of internet marketing, network marketing, affiliate marketing. Like, you have to become somebody you may not recognize yourself as being. So what I've come to discover is that there is the person that's curious, and then there's the person that needs to be told what to do. So I was just talking with a friend of mine just recently. We were talking about, you know, what does it take to be an entrepreneur? And what it takes is that there's a sense of, if there's a problem, let me go find the solution. If there's a question and I don't know the answer, where can I go to get it? I was talking with Fernie about this the other day. You know, one of the things we wanted to start training on was how to use Google, right? It's like honestly one of your best friends in the world of entrepreneurship is that there's a lot of times we don't know the answer. And I know a lot of the times, even when I was a chef in the kitchen, I would go and search on Google for recipes. I would use the tools around me so that I can help myself be more successful. If there was a problem in dealing with a guest or a food item or whatever, I had to figure out how to resolve it, right? How to make it better, what was missing. Like, there was a sense of that I was responsible for what was happening in my career, in my life, and in my job. I see Fasano's on here, Julie's on here. So, hey guys, glad you're here. But really, the world of entrepreneurship is that you have got to be responsible for your own actions, right? The wanting a checklist, wanting to know what's next, wanting to be told what to do is not the world of entrepreneurship, because there is no, I can't tell you what to do. There's no, well, if you write this email, it's going to produce this result. If you do a Facebook Live today and you're brand new online, it's going to be totally different than if I have like a Kate McShay doing a Facebook Live for the 12,000th time, right? There's a difference between the two. There's somebody that's brand new, that's just getting started, that hasn't built rapport, hasn't built a relationship, doesn't know, you know, anybody, right? There's no trust yet. And then there's the person that's been doing this for 3 years, 5 years, and they've just been showing up all the time. Well, that showing up is what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Right? That showing up is what it takes to successfully build your business. This is not like a one-time shot. It's not like you walk in the door today and tomorrow you're a millionaire. Like, that's a totally unrealistic look at what it takes to succeed in this world. So whether you're a network marketer and you just joined your business, the next 90 days of your business are going to look like crap. It's a reality, right? There is a sense of, so Robert's asking who's in the background, and it's actually a good friend of mine, and we're talking, she's trying to hide out over here. So Brenda, you may just like lean over and just wave real quick so they don't like worry about who's back there.
Hello.
So you guys, it's going to be a delay. So you're actually showing up over here. So guys, in case you're curious, so we're talking, and she's actually, what's really cool, and I'm glad you actually brought that up, Robert, because she's here because she wants to know how to transition out of her business. Right? She's looking for something different. And we were just talking about this, and I'll use you an example for this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because of the fact that she's in the world of hospitality. And we were discussing that in the world of hospitality, there's something very unique and distinct about those that are in the industry, whether you're front of the house, right, is your waitstaff, front of the house manager, running the operation, restaurant owner, whatever that looks like, you know, resort owner. And also the person that's in the back of the kitchen is that we have to be creative all the time. There's never a sense that we actually know what we're doing because every day is different. And we have to react to different customers, different situations. Did we get produce in? Did we not get produce in? You know, are we having to not have something on the menu because it didn't come in through the back gate? So there's all, make our day is a constant change, right? We can go in and say, yes, I'm going to be running the restaurant. This is my shift. And there's a sense of, I have no idea what our day holds, right? I know that I have a meeting at this time with the front of the house team to make sure they have everything they need to get started. I know throughout the day that I've got to do this checklist. Like, we have things that we have in play that there are non-negotiables. And what we discover is a flexibility in how to actually run our day, right? It's like, can we adjust to change in the instant? Can we adjust to people and situations and really look at it from the customer point of view as opposed to our own? Can we be in a space where we are constantly creating a positive experience where the guest doesn't know that the dish machine is down and that we're running dishes 5 miles down the road to get them clean and get them back in the kitchen? They have no idea that, you know, we just, you know, destroyed a whole batch of potatoes and we're quickly, you know, figuring out how to get that on the menu so that nobody notices that it's not there. So there's something about being able to adjust to change, being able to not let technology, not let situations stop you from still taking those daily steps that you need to have in place to run your business. Like, I know there's an opening checklist and that checklist gets complete. It's just, you know, hey, do I have utensils on the line? Does the food on the line? And are all my temperatures right? So that's just what it is. And then the rest of the day goes on. And then I know this next point, you know, so if I put it in the world of internet marketing, I wake up in the morning, I know that for my day, I've got an email to write, I've got a Facebook Live to do, and I've got a couple training videos that I need to go out, right? Like, I know those are the three things that are happening. And somewhere in the back of me, my dog's going to bark, somebody's going to come to my door, I'm going to get a message here on Facebook about something I need to clean up, somebody of my colleagues is going to ask for another question, but I know that those three things, and they have maybe a certain time frame, are going to get accomplished, and that's what moves my business forward, right? I'm not waiting for a checklist on what to do with my life. I'm actually creating my day-to-day life. And that's what I invite you guys to do, is like, if you really want to succeed in the world of entrepreneurship, if you want to take your business to the next level, it's looking at what you can sustain long-term, right? Because this isn't like you get to jump in today and be like, oh, I tested it out, didn't work, tomorrow you're out. Really what you're looking at is like, okay, what can I sustain looking at my life and what I'm capable of, right? So my life, I work from home, right? I don't have the day-to-day job. So how I run my life is going to be extremely different than from you that you could be in an office, you could be, you know, with family. So there's nuances in our life. So you have to really look at what can you sustain. So there's something about making really large goals, saying, okay, I'm going to do a Facebook Live every single day. I'm going to email my list every single day. I'm going to write a blog post every single day. And I'm going to do this and this. And then you're overwhelmed because you've put so much on your plate of what you have to do that you become paralyzed. You don't even know what to do at that point. So my request is to really take a look at what's possible for you. Okay, what is it that you can sustain for the next 6 months, for the next 12 months, and even into the next 18 months? And really be authentic with yourself. Really look at it. It's like, okay, I know I can do a Facebook Live once a week. Like, I know that's what I can fit into my schedule, right? I know that I can send out a blog post and create one once a week, right? And it's the fact that you can sustain that for months at a time that you build your audience, that you build the trust, that you start making the money and the commissions that you need, because you didn't just do it once. You created, we are creatures of habit, people. The Daily Dose of Awesome takes place at 1 o'clock every single day, Monday through Friday, right? We know that. That's how we got here, right? We like the consistency of when people show up. And because we like the consistency, like, we know what time we go to work. We drive in, we leave our house at a certain time, we're at work at a certain time. You know, we know that's going to happen. We like scheduling doctor's appointments because we like to know what time we have to be somewhere. So when I tell you to look at realistically what you can accomplish, look at it from the time frame of really what can you commit to showing up with your audience all the time. Because if you have that in play, whether it's a little bit or a lot, is really dependent on you. And whatever you create, your fans are going to love. Your audience is going to love. That's how they're going to connect with you. They're like, oh my gosh, I get it. You have a job too, and you work, and there's like your day off is your one day, and on that day, you do a video live. They're like, hey guys, I've got, you know, a free day today, and right now at 12 o'clock, I always do my Facebook live. Perfect, right? Your audience begins to see that, get to know who you are, and they start showing up for that, and they see you as somebody they can relate to. Because you're not trying to be all over, I mean, it's impossible to be all over the place, right? It's impossible to be everywhere and be everything to everybody. So when you can focus in on being reliable around your passion and how you want to help people and the training you want to give, that's the difference. That's what really separates the entrepreneur from somebody that's just like, well, I need to be given a roadmap. I need a checklist. I need to know what's next. The what's next is being curious. Start going through My Elite Hub. Start clicking on buttons. Start building your blog. Start screwing things up, right? And then when that happens, look at it and go, ooh, not necessarily what did you do wrong, but look at it. It's like, well, what if I had done this differently? And then try that out, right? Give yourself the freedom to make mistakes, to screw things up royally, do it on camera, do it off camera, do it in a blog post, whatever it is. And what the cool thing is that that becomes part of your story as you continue to build your level of success. As you continue to show up day in, day out, year after year, that is how your success builds. We love to hear the stories of how our leaders first started out, right? Because that to us is fascinating because it's a relatability, right? It's the relatability of like, I struggled, right? I quit my job. I had no money. And what did I do is I learned just to build a community. Like I realized that the one thing I had was time. So I decided I was going to do training videos and I was going to do blog posts every day because what else was I going to do with my day except for make an effort to build a business, right? And it wasn't easy in the beginning. Right, if it was, I hate this line. If it was, everybody would be doing it, right? And we hear that all the time. So my request is, first off, be okay with where you're at and stop being so hard on yourself. Stop looking at you going, gee, I should be here. Like, there's no should be. You're exactly where you need to be because that's where you're at. You have the knowledge. You're learning the knowledge. You're implementing the knowledge. Like, that's so okay. Like, that's the best place for you to be. You know, so just totally be okay with where you're at. Be okay with the fact that you're learning. Be okay with the fact that you're screwing up. And just realize that that makes you so authentic and so real that people want to be around you because they see that you're a real life person. You're not some up on a cloud, untouchable being, but that you're like right there in the trenches with them, that you're learning this and that you're getting the same education they are in. It's just where you're at, right? So you know, yeah, reach out to the community. Like Julie said, you reach out to the community, you get to be part of this, but you guys have got to just be okay with yourself. Like seriously, like just be okay with where you're at. Right. And have fun with this and just be consistent and just have a sense of that. I can go in the community and I can ask questions. And if you don't get your question answered on the first attempt, ask again, right? There's nothing wrong with asking the question again. Facebook moves so fast. The information inside of our community can get buried so quickly that sometimes you just have to ask again. It's not that we're ignoring you. It's that we didn't see it, right? I mean, how often do you, I mean, if unless you're on Facebook 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's just no way to catch what's going on in every single person's life. So ask again. You know, until you get the answer you need to successfully go forward. And that is where I leave you guys in the world of entrepreneurship. Get creative, get resourceful, ask questions, Google, swear to you, promise you. I Google and use YouTube videos more than anything else, right? And that is how I research stuff. I don't always know the answer. There's a community that doesn't always know the answer. And so the request is that you guys go out there and be curious. Find the answer. And then when you see the question come up in the community, give it your best answer. Not all the answers have to come from me. Please. I don't want to be the only person answering questions in the community. I actually love when you guys start answering questions and really supporting each other and share what's working, what's not working, what you failed at, what you had a win at. Because that's what makes this community so awesome, is that you guys recognize you're in the same boat. You guys are all out to transform lives. You're all out there to make a difference in the world. You're all out there for bigger things. And that's like the most amazing thing about you guys that I love, right? Yeah. So create the, Melissa's like, if you do figure out the answer to a question, create a blog post or do a Facebook Live and go like, oh, and be excited. Like when you discover that information, go and do a Facebook Live and be like, oh my God, you're not going to believe it. I figured out how to connect my AWeber. Like, let me show you. And actually get excited about showing people that you figured something out, right? And that's the fun part, because your energy and enthusiasm is contagious when you're in that space of sharing that. So it's just, so go out and have some fun with this. Go out there, be authentic, be real, build your business, have some fun with it. And remember, the entrepreneurial spirit is you taking action. It's not being told what to do. It's just doing what works for you in your life and where you're at right now. So with that, guys, that is your daily dose of awesome for today. This is your 15 minutes of inspiration, motivation, and education. That's hosted by Elite Marketing Pro. Reminder that we do have a training tonight for our insiders. You guys absolutely can share this with your list. You can share this with your fan base. I believe the link's inside the community. If not, ask for it, and I'll make sure you guys get it. But you guys have an opportunity to really share what's working out there in the world. Invite people in to see you and be part of the learning process and just have some fun with this. So thank you guys for joining me here today. Have a great day, and we'll check in with you guys tomorrow on the next Daily Dose of Awesome. Bye, guys.